We're still in this stupid prison room.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were trying to get out.
Great. So after Goshen tries, I'm just going to look at Bo and be like, I'm not so much worried about us being able to take the mask off you. I just want to know if you can take the mask off, if you have the willpower to take the mask off. Bo, I'm asking if you're still Bo.
Oh, I mean, I'm still Bo, yeah, but I don't want to take the mask off now. But that's just because that's me. It's a nice mask. And my face, like I said, it's not pretty anymore. It wasn't great to start with, let's face it. But it's a lot worse now, so I just like the mask, really. But I'm sure I could take it off if I really wanted to.
Can you just try and then put it back on?
Yeah, okay. Again, I'm just going to kind of... like this with my ears and go, yeah, it seems like it'll come off, no worries.
Bo, I don't like it when you lie to me.
Oh, all right, hold on. So I'm going to try and take this mask off. Can I take it off, John?
Roll me a constitution save.
It's 11.
Yeah, you're able to get to find, once your hands are back there, you're able to find a seam between your flesh and the mask.
Okay, so I sort of prise it off a little bit, and as it starts to come off, I just put it down enough so that like my eyes peep over the top of it, and I go, see, look, it's fine, I can take it off, and then I put it back on again.
And immediately the hair intertwines, the wood merges in the flesh.
Don't want to see that again.
See, do you know what I'm saying? Okay. That's what I mean, Orduk. I'm not a pretty sight. I could take it off just fine. Don't worry about that. I just look ugly. But look at me now. And I'm going to start like kind of like moonwalking with my springy shoes backwards. I've got horns. I've got springy shoes. I've got a goat fire on my belt.
But what happens when you put up the trick to make it look like you used to be?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, I could try that. What does happen, John?
Pretty much your body changes, but your face stays goatish.
Do we just say he's a really tiny centaur, or, like...
Can I still do my trick that turns me into a goat?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it comes quite a bit easier.
Oh, okay. So I'll give that a little crack then, just to kind of a sore...
The face stays the same.
So I'm going to change into my goat and then like have a little gallop in a circle and then change back to Bo and go, see, like, everything's normal. I'm still Bo.
Wait, is he still all tentacly and stuff when he goes goat form?
Not anymore.
That could work. He could just be a goat.
Well, it still has like the creepy goat face, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's less creepy than tentacle goat, though, probably.
When we find Talmor, if we ever go back and meet Talmor, your friend, I need him to put a couple of little holes in my hood that he made so that I can put my horns through.
Who's Talmor?
I know. I don't know. He's one of Vordok's friends. He made these cloaks that we're wearing.
You know Talmor, is that, don't you?
You know, yeah.
Oh, shit. Of course I do, yeah.
Talmor. You had a whole adventure with him.
Yeah, of course.
That was a different lifetime, okay?
Talmor made these cloaks.
Literally a different lifetime for Bo.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Oh, he's funny. He's a funny man.
He does great work, though.
Yeah, hopefully hopefully his arms aren't too hurt and he can make new holes in this for me.
Oh, is that your friend that the syndicate was fixing
up? That's the one, yeah.
How's that going?
Is he even in Ironclad yet? It's been like 4 days.
No one's asked.
We've been busy.
Anyway, Ava has what, like 5.5 hours now?
That's a good point. We should.
And yeah. I'm still turning into a rat, and there's a lot to do. So why don't we
leave? Wait, hold on. You're turning into a rat. Maybe you need to get me up to speed very quick as we leave this tower.
As we're going down, we'll get Bo up to speed.
And I'll get my staff back from Mordok.
Oh, yeah. As I hand it back to you, I'm just going to say protect this. This is This is very good.
Okay.
He likes your staff.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. I'm gonna let the word good hang in the air as the beam of light passes back to...
As we're leaving, John, this kind of feeling that I've got pulling me either way,
mm-hmm.
is it stronger one side than the other? And does that give me any sort of sense as to distance? Are they quite a long way away? Or
both feel quite a distance away. One is... I'm not sure Bo would know which direction he's facing yet.
Okay,
but
so
one
I'm
of them does
gonna...
seem slightly closer.
Okay, I'm going to mostly ignore it for now, though.
As we're going down in the elevator, after we catch up to speed on everything, I'm just going to say, so that mask draws a lot of attention. While we're wandering through the streets, could you just take it off and let it stay by your side so we don't get stopped? We are on a time crunch. You can put it back on the second there's trouble.
Can I?
That's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm going to take it off.
Roll me a constitution saving throw. Minus one.
Minus one.
Uh huh.
19.
You're crushing it right now.
Yeah, you're able to pick it off.
So I take it off, and I will thread through one of the eyes, thread it onto my belt next to my lantern. I still got my springy shoes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
After he does that, I'm just gonna say thanks, Bill. It's good to see you again. It's a rough time in the sewers.
Yeah, it was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? I thought I had it, but I didn't.
No one else thought you had it.
After about a minute or so, you're going to pass through a couple of other rooms, and then you're going to be back where you guys started with Ava.
I suppose then that I will see you all in a few hours.
Unless you don't.
Do you have sending stones? Or some way that we can communicate with you without having to come all the way back to the tower.
Yes. She's going to take out a quill and just hand it to you.
Write a message with that, and I will respond.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go where?
Away! we need to go,
we're going to split Bulin. Up Scooby-Gang.
Yeah, we don't have to. We can check with Bolin first and then head over to...
The only reason we'd split up is if someone was hiding.
We only got a couple hours is why we split up.
Okay, well, what do we need to do in these couple hours?
if we're trying to release Ava from her contract or whatever, and she was hinting about Elle, we could try to find her. Or we could...
I thought we were trying to stop the poisoning.
Right, but if we stop Ava from... spilling the beans, we might have more time to stop the poison, or we could just hop directly into saving the city.
Also, I'm pretty sure she mentioned Elle as well for possibly helping you with your rat problem.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm a rat.
Oh,
yeah,
is that the rat problem as well? I thought that's
why
just
why we were going to Bolin, because we thought he might know where she is.
Yeah. So where do you need to go?
Ordoc wanted to go to the old places they used to roam around to see if she was there. And then we also wanted to go to Bolin and see if he knew where she was. It was all about her. That's what we're looking for right now.
So why don't we just stop at Bolin's first? And because if she's there, we don't want to split up and have half of us one place. And then if she's not, then we'll just go split up after that. We'll get information first, and then we'll split up.
So you guys head to Bolin's?
I think so. I like the idea of we check there first, and then we can split up afterwards if there's multiple locations.
As you get there, every kind of magic shop in the area has a couple of gray cloaks. His has a few more than the others. One of the guys outside is going to stop you. What's your business?
I need to get my leg tweaked. I'm going to point down to my gear mail.
Got it from here?
No, he just knows how to work on it.
All right. And... this is your entourage?
Yeah, we'll
lovers,
go with that.
Actually.
All right, in with you.
Inside the shop is... There's a few people looking around, but there's not really a lot of people in here. Behind the desk, you can kind of see a unhappy Bullen.
Gents, how goes it?
We're trying to track down Elray. Have you seen her recently?
Shh.
I'm just going to like,
for her.
Glance around.
Why are you looking for her?
She's my friend. I need to speak to her.
Did you not hear about the murders?
What,
the ones
yeah.
they're blaming Helen for?
She was apprehended probably early this morning, late last night.
Oh, wait, so is my name cleared?
No.
Oh, shit.
I lean into Ellen. You actually did kill someone, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
Why do you need to get a hold of her?
I'm hoping that she has some insight into some poisons.
Yeah, she's got quite an insight into poisons, apparently.
Also, now I sort of want to know why she killed someone to work on my leg. There's that.
Apparently, she's been killing people for a while now.
Is this... I'm going to glance around the room and actually see if there's any, like, gray cloaks or anything in here.
No gray cloaks inside.
I'm going to, like, lean in to Bolin and just say, were these through you guys? Are these contracts?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Any patterns in the victims?
Majors, one or two had ties with the syndicate. The original doctor was supposed to look at your leg. I was wondering why she showed up. Bought for me a couple of times. Was one of my contacts inside the tower. But she did a few freelance jobs for the syndicate. But, I mean...
What sort of jobs?
Physician's assistant. Poisoning. The basics. I mean, who would suspect a student of the Arcanum doing anything like this?
Doesn't everyone suspect students of the Arcanum?
Right now, yeah. I mean, that's what... It's a nightmare outside. It's hard enough to get... Never mind.
Well, we know where she is. The question is, are we going to go try to speak to her still?
What sort of... freedoms do I have if I... I'm asking this to Boland directly. What sort of freedoms do I have if I start touting my connection to the Order of Thaum? Could I walk into the Grey Cloaks?
They're not really seeing eye to eye currently. You might be able to, but they might want to see some documentation.
Can you get that for me? Very soon?
I might be able to arrange something, Yoi.
I mean, I know a way to get us into the Grey Cloaks.
Helen, don't speak.
I might be able to make it so that... Well, is it just for you or for all of you? That might be a little harder.
Probably just him. Both Helen and I have outstanding warrants. Probably not best.
He's gonna look pointedly at you.
I looked different when I was younger.
That's racist, is it?
Give me a couple of minutes, I can look into it, but I'd be careful about that if I were you. I wouldn't count it as loudly as you could. Unless, that is, you want to fight for them.
Fight for the Order? I'll fight for my Order. I'm not going to fight for this one.
They're apparently pulling a good number of their clerics and paladins from... churches around the area.
The regional churches are, as far as I know, still filled with good people. Maybe that would actually do some good.
One can only hope. But let me write you a few things down. And
he's kind of going to look at Goshen again.
Did you do the thing yet?
No, I haven't done the thing yet. We've been busy. I'm trying to do the thing.
Just get the thing done. I'll be back.
He's going to... turn and go down the stairs in the back of the shop.
Well, he's gone. I'll be like, oh yeah, by the way, I have to do the thing. I have to go. I have to stop at the Lush or I'm going to die. So.
Oh yeah, you're Bond.
I could probably
how about
go take care of that.
How about I go with you?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Just so you have some syndicate representation if you're going to speak to the king.
That works.
Anybody else going to do anything while Bolin's gone?
As peruse his shop as to not look suspicious.
I do have a question, John. Yes. So when we left, went into the cave the Helen was in, we saw everybody leaving to go fight the dragon, we assumed.
Yep.
When we came back, we thought they were still fighting it because we saw like flashes of light and stuff. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, yeah.
Have we heard anything since about the fight being over or who won or lost?
Or have not yet. Been
just fighting maybe all day.
Well, yeah, because it took a while to get to the Barren Hills.
Okay. Can we see? Can you kind of? I don't know if I just imagined it or if you described it like this, but it was kind of like a hillside that we could just tell there were flashes of light coming from.
Mm-hmm. As you guys were outside of the city, right, when you saw that.
So we can't see it
from
inside the city.
It's a little hard being down below the walls.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, but we haven't heard or seen anything that indicates it's over.
No. As you're kind of perusing things, Helen, he's got like a nice glass display counter. You can see he's got like a couple of like shards of different crystals. You can kind of see like two small purple ones, which you've never seen before, but one of the others might say it looks a little familiar. And there's a slight different, like a green one to the side.
I'm going to go behind the counter. He's not around.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't like lock those at all.
24 on a sleight of hand to pick the lock.
As you kind of slide your tools in, the lock picks are going to start to melt.
Oh, that crafty bitch.
And Bolin's going to come up the stairs behind you.
Hey, bud.
Really?
I wanted those crystals. That's all.
What is it with you and the crystals?
I don't know. I just have this innate proclivity towards them for some weird reason.
What? Which ones were you looking at?
The purple and the green ones.
The purple won't do you any good.
Why?
It's for mages. It stores power.
No, I could use that.
And the green definitely wouldn't be any use to you. You're not smart enough for it.
Excuse me?
You don't have enough knowledge to fill a single shard of a green crystal.
I am more than 200 years old. I'm smarter than most people in this room.
If you're talking about the rats in the corner, possibly.
Well, fuck this guy. What's it do?
Imagine it contains thousands of books. You can access them. It's a knowledge depository.
Ooh. Nifty.
So it's like a flash.
Magical flash drive, yeah.
All right.
Nerd crystal.
I'll if I live over the next couple days, I'll come back, do some shopping.
Sure you will.
Just make sure you have everything shiny put away. And
like he could afford any of it. I mean, seriously.
Mm. Wow, dude, what's all this shit?
A rat. He might really just go for the shiny things.
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, you wouldn't happen to have any, I don't know, rat antidote laying around?
Normally it's rat poison you want, not antidotes.
It might still be poison we want. We're not sure yet.
I'm turning into a rat folk. You wouldn't have anything for that?
Why are you turning into a rat folk?
Let's just say a series of unfortunate events.
I know a potioner. He might be. He's a little expensive.
Can you give me a loan?
He's going to just look at you like, seriously?
You know I'm good for it. When have I ever disappointed you?
Numerous times.
Yeah. I'll pay you back. This is life or death here, Bulin.
Life or a different kind of life, really.
Yeah, well.
And show that he, pointing at Goshen, does what he needs to do. And other side of the tower, there's a small little apothecary shop. go in, ask for Snicket. Theron Snicket. He should be able to help you. Maybe.
Alrighty. Well, then, looks like we need to get going, Monkey Boy.
Sounds like a plan.
Should we have a rendezvous point at all?
Just gonna wait for my papers.
Oh, he hands them right to you.
Oh, that was fast.
So, well, I mean, like, after we've done everything and assuming we don't die, should we meet up back at, like, the tower at, like, 6 hours or something, or what are we doing?
Well, I mean, I don't think I can prison break Elroy. Elray. What's the objective at this point?
Well, I have to not die, and he has to not become a rat.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our objectives. You need information on how to help Ava and potentially stop the poisoning of the water supply.
Yeah. So I can go talk to her, see if she knows anything about Ava, and see if she has any insight into, like, an antidote for the poison.
Yeah.
Are you guys saying all this out loud?
Oh.
Probably quietly in a hushed corner, because, like, we actually do need to figure out what's happening.
And Bolin's just going to stare at you like, what in the five hells are you all up to?
It's been a long day, Bolin. It's all right. I'm going to hand Ordok one of the second of the three poisons, just so she has something to look at.
Okay.
And then Jensen, what are you doing? Who are you going with? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I guess I'll go with Ordok. You don't need me at Lush.
No.
Which group is taking Bo?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Can I ask Bolin if he can price me up some teeth?
What kind of teeth do you want?
I don't even think they'll fit in your face anymore.
Well, sort of like little sharp teeth, like sharp, kind of like a, you know, like a little bitey dog or something.
I'll look into some stuff for you.
Or like a shark, like shark teeth. I mean, do you have anything like dentury sort of in stock?
Not quite my area of expertise.
Wait, I thought you made like limbs and that.
Yeah, but not teeth.
Oh right, I thought teeth would be easy, to be honest.
Well, I mean, the teeth are easy, but do you want to crush things?
No, I want to bite things. Like,
well, your jaw can only handle so much.
What about if we made a metal jaw?
That's what I gotta look into.
Oh, okay. Well, if I just leave that with you for now, yeah?
Yeah, I'll ponder it for a bit.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you're probably not going to be able to do the metal jaw because you'd have to get through the mask.
Maybe I could cut the bottom of the mask off.
I doubt it.
It, like, converts you into, like, a goat. I don't think you even have your, like, same mouth anymore.
Bo, who are you going with? All right,
so who's taking Bo?
I don't think anyone's...
He's definitely not going to a police station.
Yeah, that's a good point. He should probably come with us.
He can come with us.
Bo, where do you want to go?
What direction are you going in?
Southeast, I think.
West, southwest.
Or southwest.
What directions am I feeling these things from? I mean, I know they're really far away, but just I think that's how I'm going to basically make my decisions.
One's south, one's north. The closer one is south.
Okay, I'm gonna go with I'll go with Helen then.
All right. So, Jensen and Ordok are heading over to the Gray Cloaks. I'm guessing, is that what you guys are heading to?
Yeah.
All right.
Jensen probably knows where the prison is.
While Goshen, Helen, and Bo are first heading to the apothecary shop, and then Lush.
Yeah, because the apothecary shop would be, like, close. And
yeah, it's like a 3-minute walk.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
To the people of Agmanesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/doerdice or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Okay, well, we're going to start first with Ordok and Jensen.
I'm just heading on towards the building.
Jensen, you haven't been arrested in the Arcane District before, huh?
Okay, good.
Yeah, this one's still on your bucket list. but you have a very good idea that if you're arrested in the Arcane District, you're kind of put into two different categories. Magical and non-magical.
She'd be magical.
Anything that's magical is held by the Greycloaks. Otherwise, it's defaulted to the Arcane District's guards. So, not terribly far. Actually, it's not very far from the tower itself. Is pretty much the headquarters of the Greycloaks.
I'll lead Ordok there. He's going to be doing most of the talking.
As we are heading out, I'm going to get out again any sort of regalia that I had. Make sure it's quite visible.
As you guys kind of get closer to it, you notice that there are, again, multiple gray cloaks out and about. And there's a few standing outside of the headquarters front door. Business?
I need to speak to a prisoner here.
For what purpose?
The Order has interest in some of her crimes.
You'll have to clear it with the High Captain inside.
That's fine. Point me the way.
Inside, first door on your left. I'd knock first. High Captain Athnos.
I'm just going to glance back at Jensen to see if he wants to come inside.
Yeah, I come inside.
Now, Ordok, roll me a history check.
I'm real great at these. Nope.
That's two.
Give me, John. I only care about one history, my history.
Well, funny because this actually intervenes directly with your history.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, he said that's what he cares about. He didn't say he was any good at it.
No, this is also very true. As you go inside, you notice that there is quite a bit of ruckus going on. A couple of great cloaks are kind of going about, checking things. You notice far in the, it's a kind of a very wide open space, except for a couple of rooms privately off to the side. In the back,
you just hear a solid hammering. But the door you want is directly to your left, pretty much right when you come in. And kind of right above the door, there's a little plaque that says Bernard Athnos.
I'm just going to walk up the door and give it a tap.
Hunter.
Let's walk in and say, it was Captain, right?
Hi, Captain.
Hi, Captain. I'll walk in and say, good day, Hi, Captain. I'm here under, I'm here on business from the Order. I need to speak to a prisoner.
Sit down. You can see he's like sitting at his desk, looking at some papers, quill kind of flying across him. Sit down, we'll get to this momentarily. Kind of see he's,
I'm not causing trouble.
He, looks human, kind of thin but taller kind of guy, looks slightly familiar to you. After a few minutes, he's going to sit up and look at you. Jensen, did you come in with him?
Yeah, I did.
Kind of going to look at you.
You need... wait. I'm sorry, slight... Have you ever been... you look slightly familiar. Have you ever been to... a small town in the north, East Runewood?
Yes, I spent some time there.
You were one of the five, weren't you? We met briefly with the Triad. I was there after the explosion.
Sorry, I can't place the face. Those were difficult times.
Not the best. Earned me a promotion, but not everyone was as lucky. You're with the church now?
I was then, too.
What can I help you with?
I need to speak to a prisoner you have. She has been indicated in some crimes that we're interested in.
Do you have any documentation?
I'll just slide it across.
Just kind of look it over.
Oh, I'm sorry to be rude, Bishop. We will, by all means, whatever you need, we can assist you with.
Bishop?
Apparently, apparently you got a promotion too.
I appreciate that, but no need for the formalities. I am but a humble servant.
I'd make your roll, but that's actually you.
he's
gonna look a little flustered and kind of scream out, Pietro, Bruce, get your asses in here.
I'm sorry, sir. Get your butts in here. You will escort Bishop Feng here to what? I'm sorry, what was the prisoner you wanted to see again?
She's a half-elf. Elray, I believe, is the name.
Oh. You want the surgeon.
Yes.
Take him down, let him see her.
I'm going to stand up and turn around and as you know, the Order was never here.
Understood. If there's anything the Grey Cloaks can assist you with, please let, your Archbishop know. That we are at your disposal.
I appreciate that, and your hospitality has been noted.
I thought Bolin said they weren't getting along.
He's vying for power.
These two scrawny grunts are gonna come in, kind of escort you down. In the back where that you hear the hammering coming from, you kind of pass. It looks like it's. Of all things in the middle of this building, a blacksmith shop. And it could take you past it, and there's a staircase going downstairs. And they slide a key inside, unlock it, and they pass a few more similar doors leading you down. It's kind of a cavern lit by blue crystals on the walls.
So dangerous.
At the very far end, They'll kind of lead you and stop just outside a kind of a cell door with a small, maybe 1 foot by 1 foot barred window.
Would you like us to stay with you?
No, I need privacy.
We will be right outside the first door if you need anything.
Thank you. So I'm going to wait for they leave until they leave, and then I'm just going to slide open the like slat for the window.
The smell of urine hits your nose. It's a bit dark inside there. There's only a single crystal embedded in the ceiling. And it kind of casts a ghostly kind of light over a half-elf, kind of just sitting in the corner on top of a bedroll.
Is she awake at all?
She is.
I'll just lean in to the sort of slot, say, it's Orduk. I need to speak to you. I have a lot of questions and not a lot of time.
She's just going to look up.
So it's your turn to save my life.
Well, I'll do my best.
John, was there a single door that led to this place?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to spend a key point to cast silence on the area of the door and kind of the wall. It's like 20 foot, so I think it should be able to get like the whole
wall. Yeah,
that way that I'm sure there's no sound going through there. So the sound would have to like go through a wall, another room, and through that wall to get to anybody outside listening.
Yeah, no, the way the jail cell was set up is there were single doors between all the different cells, and hers was the very last one. So yeah, you're pretty confident that you're now not being heard.
Excellent.
You'll have to excuse my abruptness, but I really don't have much time. Are you responsible for the crimes you've been accused of?
Yes.
Was there a good reason?
Yes.
Are you trying to prevent the Order of Thaum from taking over, or are you assisting?
I wasn't dealing anything with that.
The Syndicate, then?
No. Personal grudges.
On what grounds?
You know that when we were children, I was among one of the first taken out by the mages?
Yeah, I remember.
While you were taken by the church, they took me. Not all of them were pleasant. I was finally in a position to gain some retribution.
My whole perspective is just much better now. I'll just sort of shake my head and I'm sorry the way life turned out for you. For us all, really.
However, there were probably two on that list that weren't quite personal, but as is life.
Was it justified, at least?
I got to see you with one of them.
Aw, it's love.
I do thank you for saving me. I can't repay that, I don't think.
I can think of a few ways to repay it.
Giggity.
I wasn't even going there.
I don't know what I can do with your situation currently. But I need insight into some of your knowledge. There's several plots happening at the same time as we speak.
Sounds exciting.
I'm fairly certain that Hohenheim is trying to bring the church into good graces by recreating the events of our past or something similar.
Oh, I can guarantee that.
So, my companions are trying to prevent that, but we're running into roadblocks with how much information we have. We don't know what the plague is going to be or how to prevent it. I've heard that you have some experience in dealing with these.
I was studying the Red Death at the Arcanum. I became an unofficial expert, you could say. An unofficial authority on the subject.
don't specifically know if it's going to be the Red Death. That's the leading guess.
It is.
What do you know?
In order to study it, I recreated it.
What?
A number of vials went missing.
Idiot. What? Why?
I was looking for a cure.
Looking for a cure on a plague that killed half of the city and already burned itself out?
It was not completely gone.
Looking for a cure on something magical anyway. Someone did this. What? How could you cure it? We just need to stop it.
It was definitely blood magic, yes, but someone's blood was the initiator.
I'm going to pull out the vial. Was this one of them that you made?
Yes.
I think the, like, for the first time I've realized that I'm holding the Red Death, and I'm gonna stop, like, I had picked it up with, sort of thumb and forefinger, and then I'm just gonna, like, grab it with my whole hands and slowly put it back into my pouch. Well, how potent is this?
I would say decently. In order to create a... In order to recreate it, I needed a subject who had recent exposure. The longest time between contracting it and being somewhat cured. I suppose I should really be thanking you.
Called it.
This came from me?
Originally, I was... going to take some of your blood, but Bolin was always right there. I couldn't make it too obvious. But by a stroke of luck, I heard of a vial of blood that had become available. A recent survivor of the Red Death. The bottle looked strangely like one I had seen before.
This makes me itchy.
It was gained from syndicate contacts.
I should have never come back to the city.
And it showed up shortly after your surgery.
Well, what's done is done, I suppose. How do we stop it?
I never got to finish my work. I got preoccupied.
Who would have known you were working on recreating this thing?
I had some beneficiaries. The church was very interested in a cure. The syndicate was very interested in a weapon.
The church and the syndicate are working together in this? It's worse than I thought.
You could say that.
How much longer do you need to create a cure? I don't know that we're going to be able to stop whatever plot is in place, because I think there are multiple angles.
In order to create a cure, it would take... I honestly don't know. I have the sim to recreate it. I'm fairly certain about that. But I need to see if I can get someone to contract it. I need live antibodies.
You're preparing to actively subject people to the Red Death?
I was looking for a volunteer.
Who would volunteer for that?
I hadn't found them yet.
Maybe Helen will do it. He's already dying. In a way.
Do you know anything about...
Wouldn't be wise to give a rat the plague, would it?
Do you know anything about this Piper and the rat folk that he's been creating from stealing children from the slums?
I had heard rumors of it, but nothing concrete.
How quickly would it come? How quickly would a cure for this infection take to create?
I would need someone to study.
I conveniently have one of those.
And well, with the I can't put the time frame on it, but it's doable. Are they fully formed?
No, in progress.
Oh, that's actually better. I can see changes in their blood.
So you can do it? I need a yes or a no.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
But I can't do much with inside here.
Well, we'll work on that.
I have an idea, Ordok. Yeah. They think you're a bishop. Why don't you just tell them that we're taking her for an execution?
Yeah.
Guilty of all crimes.
We might be able to arrange for some sort of covered transport.
We could walk her out right now.
Yeah. I'm going to turn back to Elray. If the church has contracted you to find a cure for the Red Death, which you have not done yet, and the plan is already in motion to create the plague again, are they coming for you?
I have no idea.
Do they have anyone else working on a cure?
I don't know. How many bottles did you come across?
3.
I was missing 6.
Yeah, we knew that there was a secondary agent. We just don't have a timeline, really.
Well, if it helps, I've only been developing these 6 bottles over the past 4 days. Within probably 2 more or less, the live virus will die, and it won't nearly become as potent. If it's used before then, more bang for your buck.
How could you so blindly create something and then lose it?
I was trying to cure it. It's not my fault if I was robbed. I mean, the syndicate seems to get their fingers where they want to.
Alright, sit tight. I'm gonna throw some crowd around and see what I can do.
Thank you, Ordok.
I'm gonna unclip my ball peen hammer from my belt and just pass that through into the window. Last resort.
I'm sorry, I didn't get you anything.
Well, we'll have time for that later.
Oh.
I'm just gonna look back at Jensen and say, let's just try to do this quick. I'm just gonna start throwing some orders around, cause a bit of a,
I'm kind of looking at you, waiting. Nothing clicked yet, Ordok?
What's that?
Did not hear what she said?
No.
All right, I'll spill the beans a little more directly to you. The syndicate's behind the poisoning, not the Piper.
Yes, I realize that.
I went and talked to him. It's not the church. It's not the Piper. It's the syndicate.
So the syndicate is behind the poisoning, but the church is going to be behind the reconciliation. I think they're working together.
I don't think so. The king doesn't play nice with others. Even if he's working together with them right now, he has a plan to backstab him, I can guarantee you. He'll come out on top. He always does.
You think the Piper is just fucking around then?
The Piper's just a pawn, like me and Ellen. The king's using him, and I think he knows the Piper's under his employ. It's not a manipulation. I think the Piper gets an army of rat folk, and the king gets his poison spread. I mean, what better agents to have than people that are at home in the sewers under the city? If they're all under the king's employed. I made a deal with the king.
To what end?
If I give him bow and I help Ellen poison the city, we get to walk free.
Didn't you just say the king always comes out on top? What's preventing him from just stabbing you in the back?
He has nothing to gain by it.
Why does he want bow?
I heard about a weird, freaky magician that just cheated death, probably. When a body gets up and walks around, you know, word gets around.
Well, this just got trickier. I mean, nothing we can do about it right now. We're going to need to confront them anyways.
I'm going to play it straight with you, Ordok. I don't give a shit about the city. But I don't intend on being a mass murderer. I like my killings a little more intimate.
Yikes. Well, it looks like we're on the same page then. Stop the syndicate.
No, first, cure Helen.
So then we need to get Al out of here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go make some noise. Can you get to the front door and just be ready if shit goes sideways?
Sure.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel. Thank you.